Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Profit Cleaners Podcast, the only place where you can learn from the top 1% of cleaning business owners from around the world, take it to the next level and win. And guys, I just want to say thank you so much for being here today. Another podcast, more progress being made, and you guys are growing alongside us, and it's just been so exciting on the journey. So again, thank you for the opportunity to help you guys grow. Today's episode is an amazing, amazing episode. You guys are going to want to listen to this maybe even multiple times because it's covering one of the most frequently asked questions we get asked, which is all about marketing, marketing strategies, getting more customers. If you guys have been in business for any amount of time, you realize this is such a huge part of your business. Leads are the lifeblood of your business, but more importantly, you don't just want leads, you want customers. So we're going to talk all about on this amazing webinar we did recently with our marketing team, specifically with Ty Schiffler, who's one of the heads of our marketing team here at Sandia Green Clean. And we've worked over the years, actually for the last 5 years together, kind of refining our marketing and our systems around this. So you guys are going to get tremendous value. You're not only going to learn whatever stage of growth you're in, if you're just getting started, if you're growing and adding staff, if you already have multiple teams and you're scaling, you're going to get value out of this. We're going to dive into lots of different ways you can acquire customers. In fact, all the different ways. And we're going to just fill your head with knowledge and ideas and inspiration for how you can be creating a better system around this. Ultimately, even delegate this completely. If you just want to get this piece off of your plate and hand it off to our team, we're going to share with you how you guys can do that. So stay tuned till the end of this call, guys. It is a longer, it's usually about an hour call that we did with Ty and our whole team, but it's a strategy call. If you guys stay till the end, you're going to be able to book a $1,000 strategy call for free, marketing strategy call, where Ty is going to dive into your business and look at exactly what you're doing and look at maybe a custom solution for what you're doing to really help you get more results. You're going to be getting 2 years of pre-written marketing emails, which is 104 emails, a phone script, and just a ton of value here, guys. So stay tuned till the end. We'll drop that link. We'll give you guys the link at the end so you can go do that and book a call and find out the next steps. With Ty and the team, they do not work with everyone. They're going to be very picky. I will say that, guys. But at the very least, listen in on the call. If you're not ready to dive in yet, you're going to get a ton of value, a ton of knowledge and ideas to execute in your business to grow to that next level and continue leveling up with your business. So let's dive in, guys. I hope you get a ton of value out of this today on the show, and let's get started.
Grow your cleaning business. Make more money. Have more time. This is the Profit Cleaners Podcast with your host, Brandon Condrey and Brandon Shane.
All right, perfect. Once again, call is being recorded so we can share it out with the Profit Cleaners group. Welcome everybody once again. And we still have a few people joining in. I'm letting people in as quickly as I can. So I just wanted to cover things. So purpose of today's webinar, our goal here is to share with you some proven marketing strategies for your cleaning business, no matter what phase of the business you are in, which we'll talk about a little bit more here in just a second. We want to provide you with strategies and things that are going to help you to grow your business. That's one of the things that we've recognized as we've been working with the Brandons, as well as with other cleaning companies that have come on, is that the uniqueness of each business, especially the stages of each business and the needs at each stage, are so different. So we wanted to create this webinar to go into those a little bit more. We're also just briefly go over how implementing these strategies was key to Sandia Green Clean success. And then here at the end of the webinar, we are going to provide you with a special offer as well as some of the freebies. Again, in the email, you already saw one of those freebies, but provide you with some additional freebies here at the end of the call just for staying on throughout the webinar. So don't miss out on that. As Brandon already stated, we really do want to make sure that we're adding value and that we're not just wasting an hour of your time. I've been to many, many conferences over the years, and one of the things that really stands out to me is how frequently I go to these conferences and people spend tons of money and they spend a ton of time, and how many of them are scrolling through their phones or getting distracted by other things. And the key takeaway for me is my time is my most valuable asset. And I watch these people that go to these events, go to these conferences, and when I see them kind of scrolling on their phone or getting distracted by what feels like an urgent need within their business or something in that time, I think about how much they're robbing themselves of the value that they could be creating. So I'm going to do my best to keep you guys engaged throughout the webinar, but I also invite you, post your questions in the chat. Once again, use the chat here in Zoom. We'll be keeping an eye on that as you have questions throughout. And then again, I'll try to engage you guys as much as I can with some questions and some feedback to make sure as well that throughout this, we're personalizing some of the stuff that we're talking about to who's actually joined the call. So with that, I just want to do a quick introduction as well. So my name is Ty Schiffler. Obviously, you guys know the Brandons. You guys know him well. That's why you're here. But you may not have met me before. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Tidier Sales. We're a software company that's been helping grow cleaning companies for about the past 5 years and lately is partnered with the Brandons to kind of expand our offering and help additional companies, especially in the Profit Cleaning Group. My personal experience, I've worked in software, website, and funnel design for about the past 5 years, as well as about 5 years of sales experience. Mitch Adam is our other co-founder and CMO. Unfortunately, he's not able to join us today, but he brings a lot of the PPC experience, pay-per-click experience, that's Google and Facebook ads, and just like put on resume, like he worked with Russell Brunson, who's one of the largest ad buyers in the world, managing ads for some of the largest companies in the world. Seriously, so much value learning from Russell Brunson, and then so much value that Mitch brings to the team in managing ads for many of our clients. On top of that, our team is comprised of AI integration specialists, professional graphic designers, SEO specialists, and software and web developers. And so we've worked together as a team, and Mitch and I have worked together to put together this presentation to try to create as much value as we can for you guys here today. So yeah, I want to jump right in by talking about those different stages of growth or different stages of the business, cleaning businesses that we discussed. First, kind of talk about the different stages and what they are and help you guys identify what stage you're potentially in. So there's multiple stages of growth. We kind of simplified it and broke it down into three stages just for ease here. We labeled those stages our just getting started, our growing and adding staff, and our teams and scaling stages. So first and foremost, our just getting started stage is kind of comprised of people who are primarily owner operators, right? They're working in their business and on their business, trying to do both at the same time. Typically, one of the things we found with cleaning companies is a lot of you guys have started the business because there was very little startup cost. You could do it with next to nothing and have an opportunity to build a business and become your own boss, or again, potentially not have a boss at all. And as Brandon said, create financial freedom for you with little to no budget in that startup. Your main goal is to just start establishing a market share. But unfortunately, at this time, you've got little to no reputation, little to no visibility. So that's kind of your just getting started phase. Second phase is your growing and adding staff. This is where, as an owner operator, you start to transition from doing a lot of the cleanings yourself to doing maybe half the cleanings and more focusing your time on managing the people that you're hiring and managing the business, spending more of your time working on your business rather than in it. Your expenses are starting to increase as you add staff. And this is also the point where your competitors start to recognize you. So you have to add some more money into getting your name out there, into advertising and things like that. And this is also the point where you transition from having little to no reputation to actually managing your reputation. You've gotten some reviews in. And as you grow and as you're adding employees, the strategy kind of switches a little bit, right? Now it's not you doing every cleaning. You can't manage the quality of everything. And so you've got to make sure that you're creating scalable systems and everything and managing your reputation and making sure that your staff is maintaining the quality standards that you've set. The third and final tier is pretty much the point of teams and scaling. This is where you've transitioned out of daily, like doing the cleanings yourself completely, and you're really just focused on running the business, growing the business. At this point, you've expanded your service area, you're spending even more money on growing the business. And really, it's about maintaining your hiring pipeline and keeping good people coming in while keeping leads coming in. So, well, we're going to go into each of these in order. And so we're going to go ahead and start with that phase one, just getting started. So in the just getting started phase, I kind of summarize the just getting started phase with saying the focus here is you want to be where your customers are. When you're just getting started, as we already discussed, you don't have a lot of money. There's not a lot of other people on your team that allow you to just focus on any one thing. And so the biggest thing you can do is just be where your customers are. And so great examples of this. We've broken each of these into four key areas. First one in just getting started is local SEO. Now, local SEO is hugely important because we live in an era where people are constantly searching for your services. And especially with local services, cleaning services are typically something where someone's reacting to something. There's an event coming up or something happens in their home that they're like, man, it would be nice to have cleaning services. And so then they're searching the web. Who around me provides these types of services? So in local SEO, we do want to focus on optimizing our Google page. If you don't have a Google My Business, it used to be called Google My Business. Now it's just called a Google Business profile. Make sure that you have it set up and that you've kept it up to date with your business hours, your services, and any other information there. A lot of you may not know that you actually have the ability to post updates in your business profile as well. I highly recommend it. This is something that is 100% free and is vital to being found on Google, where once again, over 90% of the searches that happen online happen on Google's platform. So make sure that you set up your Google Business profile. make sure if you're in this phase that one of your biggest focuses is on getting customer reviews. Now, again, this can be extremely difficult, but it's one of the biggest things that'll help your business. And it's one of the easiest things you can do to help get yourself ranked. Now, that can start out with friends and family. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be careful. Try to ask people to make sure that if they're going to leave a review, that they don't just leave stars. Ask them to leave some type of message in there. That really makes sure that Google doesn't kind of flag them as spam reviews and is going to help you to just show up higher on Google reviews. Make sure as well that you are replying to those reviews. Hugely important in optimizing your responses. Local keyword targeting is huge. This is your website. Make sure that on your website, you're using keywords. We will discuss some of those primary keywords here in a second, so I'll come back to that. Then this is the one area that does cost a little bit of money. It's called local service ads. Local service ads is the lowest hanging fruit in your pay-per-click ad opportunities. Local service ads are super easy to set up. It'll probably take you less than 20 minutes. It does require some business verification that takes a little bit more time. But one of the great things about Google local service ads compared to other forms of ads is that if lead comes through that isn't actually looking for your services, you can actually, what do they call it, Brandon, rebuttal that lead or refuse that lead. And in essence, Google refunds you for it, which is fantastic. I mean, it's pretty much a no-risk, high-reward option. You're not going to get as many leads from this as you might get from other forms of advertising, but it's such low-hanging fruit. Highly, highly, highly recommend, if you're not already doing local service ads, to get into that.
I just wanted to interrupt, man, just to say everything Ty said is very, very true. The key word on the end of that you said, Ty, was low-hanging fruit. And local SEO, specifically the Google business listing, is low-hanging fruit. A lot of competition out there, and a lot of them have no idea how to optimize this piece. So just some very basic notes, if you guys were listening there. Google loves relevancy. In order to become more relevant in the search engines, specifically with that Google business profile, it's very easy, guys. It's give it content, make it more relevant. The things Ty mentioned, putting images, reviews are huge, responding to those reviews. That is all additional content, making posts inside of there. It's basically sending signals to Google and the search engines that you're relevant. There's more keywords in there that are relevant. There's active signals that you're sending to show that you're more relevant. And so what we noticed was optimizing this piece very early on in our business within the first 6 months to a year. There's some very simple things that you can do that very quickly will rise up the search engines, your presence there and your visibility. And this is huge, guys, because this is free traffic. So if you have the delayed gratification, you put in the time to build the content, the reviews, make sure everything is completed and have some extra tweaks in there, you very quickly will rise to the top. And this is just going to bring us an extra wave of leads like every single week into your business that you don't have to pay for. So while you're offsetting maybe in the beginning some of your traffic with paid traffic or other strategies, this is something you can very quickly benefit from when you're doing it right. And especially if you have the knowledge and working with our team and stuff. But I love that, Ty. Low-hanging fruit right there.
Absolutely. And the other thing I'll add to that is when it does come to, once again, kind of each stage where you can spend the most money or optimize your money the most, that SEO, it's a little hard because it can feel like, oh, I'm spending money, but I'm not seeing results immediately. But the long-standing results of it are so worth it. So in these early stages, SEO is just so important. I'd highly recommend it. So moving on, just because we want to make sure with time-wise that we're respecting you guys' time as well. Networking, I'm going to kind of go through this one quickly. Really, it's about attending community events. Make sure that you're joining your local chamber of commerce, or it's likely that you have a local BNI chapter. This is filled with small business owners. And what's great about these groups is they're all there to help each other, right? And so that can be extremely helpful, extremely beneficial to helping you just grow your business. Also want to just build referral partnerships as much as you can. And then last, always ask where your customers found you. And that way, you know where your leads are coming from. Again, a lot of the times you'll find that a lot of your leads are coming from the same person talking about you or the same person referring you. Reward that person. Feed the source of your leads. So always ask, where did people hear about you? Who did they hear about you from? And reward that as much as you can. Next, we'll get into social media. Brandon, I saw you dropped off. You back on now.
Sorry, man. I just wanted to add one more thing. This is so key, guys, because in the beginning, when you don't have a lot of lead sources coming in, you're going to have so many opportunities when you're in and around the home, or people are going to say, hey, do you know anyone that does landscaping? roofing or windows or carpets or on and on and on and on. And the truth is, you don't want to do all those things. You want to specialize. The riches are in the niches for a reason, but you want to specialize, and then you want to build your referral network, like Ty was saying, and the reciprocity is there. When you start sending referrals to other businesses, you make a contact, you make a relationship with those people, they're going to reciprocate and they're going to send that, and it's going to be just another constant flow of leads from all these different categories of businesses that you don't service, but you guys send business elsewhere. And this is huge, guys. So definitely put that in place.
Absolutely. Next kind of best area you can start with, again, establish your social media pages. If you haven't already, make sure you formed a Facebook page, Instagram page. Don't worry about being on everything necessarily, but at least engage in the one that's most comfortable, most native to you. I do believe that Facebook is one that you should be on pretty much no matter what. But outside of that, if you want to be on Instagram, if you want to be on TikTok, do what's comfortable to you. Do what works for you. And don't create content that's not native to the platform. You can be on TikTok and do the dances with, you know, a broom in your hand, like you're mopping. I guess broom and mop don't make sense. But anyway, you get where I'm coming from. Create content that's natural to the environment. It'll pay back. I will say, when you are on Facebook, for example, though, video is better than photos if you can. But again, even if you can't, photos are just fine. Before and afters are, once again, low hanging fruit. People love to see transformations, and it just gets their minds thinking. I guess when they see something visual, like a video or a photo, they automatically start to see that same effect in their own home. You want them to picture what their life would be like with your services. So provide that visual, not just text and not your logo, right? If you provide value, people will come back to you. So don't be afraid to share cleaning tips as well. Again, a lot of people are afraid to like give away their secrets or give away, you know, teach people how to do your job. People don't hire you because they can't do it. They hire you because they don't want to. And they see the value that you're providing and saved time and saved energy and in the time they could spend with their kids or, you know, as Brandon says, taking back their weekend and enjoying their weekends again, right? So don't be afraid to give away valuable info. Once again, those people will see the effect of what you're doing. I wouldn't recommend just having a video where you're just saying it, but tell them what it is and show the effect, because again, they're just going to see that effect in their own home. And that's what's going to get them to reach out to you and schedule services with you. In these early stages, don't be afraid to offer promotions. I know it's so hard. I know it sucks because you're early on. You don't have a huge budget. You don't have a lot of money to put in, but don't be afraid to offer promotions, because just getting your foot in the door, sure, you take a little bit less now. And I wouldn't necessarily say that the promotion should be ongoing, but get your foot in the door, do some cleanings at a lower margin, because that's going to open up so many opportunities. Even if that one customer doesn't turn into a reoccurring cleaning, again, ask them, do you know anybody else who might be interested in services as well that I can give a special deal to? I'll give you $50 off the next service, and I'll give them $50 off their first service. That gets them to possibly schedule a second service when they weren't going to, and potentially get a referral out of it. Great way to grow your business. And then last thing I'm going to say on social, engage in Facebook groups. Every single one of you, I promise you, has a community group around you. Engage in that community group. Don't spam it. Don't be sitting there putting in your services constantly, but every single one of those groups has a search function. Go on there and search clean, search messy, search whatever, and find people who are making their comments. Search construction, search whatever like that, that you can reach out to them and just say, hey, I'd love to provide these services. I've got a special promo. I've got a special thing. If you'd be willing to give us a chance, I'd love to bid out for you. These are, once again, just low hanging fruit. And early on in the business, there's no escaping it. You need to be involved. You need to be engaging to get these deals. And this goes straight into that grassroots marketing. Again, early on in the business, if you don't have money to spend on advertising, it's time, right? So between jobs, if you've got a job at 1 that finishes at 3 and your next job's not till 4, spend that hour knocking doors, introducing yourself, offer promotions. Again, have flyers, brochures, business cards, whatever it is that you can hand out. On top of this, make sure that whatever home you're cleaning, that you either have your vehicle wrap, or if you don't have the budget to do a vehicle wrap yet, make a yard sign that says, you can put in their front yard out by the sidewalk that says, this home is currently being cleaned by, right? And has your contact info. This is so powerful, because there's this social norm that it's like, oh, my neighbor is doing it. Maybe it's something I should consider as well. And there's just so much power in growing your business and taking advantage of, again, that social pressure that comes in. And you don't want to pressure on people. I get it. But this is so simple. People aren't going to call you if they can't afford it or whatever. I mean, they may. But again, you're going to give them the price and you go through that spiel. But make sure that you're doing the art side. So the other thing I want to emphasize on all of this with grassroots marketing, you can't change it once you've printed it. Flyers, brochures, business cards. Make sure you're using like a QR code generator. Okay. and one that you can save. You create a profile and one that you can save, and you can change the QR code anytime. This is a huge deal because you may want to change where you're sending people. And an example of this is most of you probably already have business cards that just have your website on it. I would highly suggest if you're spending money on brochures, flyers, or business cards, you should not be sending them to your website. You should be sending them to what's called a sales funnel. A lot of people call them landing pages. I call them funnels because they're multiple steps usually, but you should be sending them to a landing page. The purpose of your website should be to be found with local SEO, as we're talking about over here. The purpose of a landing page is to sell. And so if you're going to be spending money on things like this, then make sure you're using like a QR code or something where even if you don't have the landing page yet, you can always go back in and change where you're sending people later on. I highly recommend it. It'll pay huge dividends down the road. Helpful tools, by the way. Again, I don't want to leave you guys hanging here. I know a big question on this is, all this is great, but I don't know how to do it all. At the end of the call, we'll talk a little bit about how you can learn more about these things. But with local SEO, there's really cool tools called Keyword Surfer that I use to evaluate my local SEO and figure out words that I should be targeting based on search results. Again, I highly recommend it. It's helpful. Make sure you have that Google Business Profile. Bing Places for Businesses is another big one. I was supposed to have Yelp on here. I apologize, forgot to put it. Bing and Yelp. If you're using Microsoft Edge, it's going to go to Bing. If you're using Apple products, it's going to go to Yelp on occasion. So make sure you're at least present there. Again, Google is your most important one. 90% of searches happen through Google, so make sure you're there. Moz Local Checkup is also a great free tool that you can run quick check to see where you rank, and it'll give you recommendations on what you need to improve in order to improve your local ranking. So again, use that tool, Moz Local Checkup. You'll be able to create an account. You'll be able to get that checkup done for free for once, and it'll give you recommendations. Networking, Facebook groups, Nextdoor, we already mentioned that. Again, social media, make sure you're on Facebook. Most importantly, for the grassroots stuff, you can definitely use Canva. Great tool. And again, free option for you guys to use to create business cards, different things like that. On top of this, I did want to give you guys some example keywords, some of the ones that really stand out in your guys' industry. And I recognize these are super generic. They're going to be hard to compete on, but make sure they are listed on your website. Because as you grow, it's important that you're able to be discovered on these house cleaning, apartment cleaning, move in, move out cleanings, yada, yada. They're listed here. Pro tip, make sure to use long tail keywords that are more specific and have lower competition. An example of this is like using keywords, deep cleaning services for apartments or homes near your service area. Okay. A lot of people miss out on those opportunities. They're just using these generic keywords and they miss out on targeting those long tail keywords. Guys, there's low competition. And when someone actually searches for it, because you optimize for it, Google is going to reward you for that. So don't miss out on those opportunities.
This is huge, guys. These are what in marketing, I did SEO, 15 years ago. I had a marketing agency businesses when nobody knew what SEO was at the time. People still don't know what it is, but these are what are called long tail. Like Ty called it a long tail keyword. Or what we would call money keywords. These are money keywords. These are buyer keywords. These are very, very much intent-based search. The longer that keyword is, the more intent there is, the more people have already done the research. They know what they're looking for. And these are very, very powerful keywords. So like Ty said, not only can you rank for them very easily, but they're also a lot lower cost to bid on if you're doing paid traffic. And you can scoop up a lot of great leads that are very highly qualified, especially on Google, just by targeting these long tail keywords. So
perfect. I'm going to steal that money keywords. Okay. Looking at the chat, I was just going to see if there were questions. And as I look over, Evan posts one. Do you put these keywords on your Google business or on your website? 100% both. So you want to take keywords like this and word for word, put them in your website. Okay. Google will find that word for word and they will reward you again for having that in there.
You want to do it naturally. You don't want to stuff it in there in a bunch of places, but work it in naturally into your content, into different pages, into different blog posts, different places in your local listing. There's a place for keywords, but work it into your descriptions, all sorts of places.
Yeah. One of the things I've been surprised with a lot of the people I've met with so far that Brandon's introduced me to is how many websites I go to and how infrequently their service areas are listed on their website. It blows my mind. It's a big deal. Make sure that your service area is listed throughout your website. Again, naturally, as Brandon says, but make sure you're covering that. Make sure your service area is listed multiple times throughout your website because that's where you want to get results from. Okay. I hope you got some huge value from that. So we're going to move into that second stage of business, growing and adding staff. This is the stage where I kind of summarize it by saying, invest in your customers. Now, what does that mean? It means start spending some money to get money. That's really what it means. at this point in your business, I hope that you set aside, I hope that you think about what budget do I want to put in to build my business. If you don't have a budget for growth, you're not going to end up having a budget for yourself. And if there's nothing else that you walk away from this, I hope that that's something that stands out as you guys all grow your business. If you don't end up setting a budget for growth, you won't end up having a budget for yourself. I think that was good. That was good, Brandon. That honestly just came to me.
Write that down. Write it down right now.
So what does that look like? Well, first and foremost, stage one, build on the strategies you've already implemented in that first area of your growth, right? Expand on your keyword targeting. As you grow, pay attention to what's changed. Pay attention to how your business has changed and how you can optimize. Are you now covering bigger jobs? Can you do commercial jobs? Or like, what are those things? Expand your keyword targeting. Figure out what's working for you, where you're getting your most profitable clients, your easiest to work with clients, and target those things more. Refine your social media content as well. Again, target the people who are getting you your money, who are supporting your life, who are supporting your business, and refine your content to be of value to them, right? If you haven't already, once again, at this stage, you better be doing Google local service ads. Lowest hanging fruit, put some money into it. You can literally put in $100. It's so worth it. Get started with Google local service ads. Item two, paid advertising. Again, this is the next stage of Google local service ads. Next for most cleaning companies would be Google ads. It's the second lowest hanging fruit, but it's also high competition. So understand that once you get into paid advertising, you are spending quite a bit more money per customer. But the key to this is it's how you grow, right? That customer is going to cost you, let's say, $100 to $150 per new customer coming in. If you're running your ads right, you're getting a cost per lead of around $20. You're converting, again, about every 8 to 10 leads that are coming in. And so with that, sure, you don't make a ton of money on that first job, but keep in mind that when you're spending money on pay-per-click ads, that the goal is to at least break even on ad spend to like first cleaning job coming in. That's what you want to be focusing on. You don't want to be focusing on the money on that first cleaning job. Get your foot in the door, keep your staff busy, and then focus on, can I convert this person to a recurring client? Can I get referrals from this person? Can I get reviews? All three of those things pay you massive dividends on the back end. So make sure that you're focusing on that. Once you've done Facebook ads, if you still have budget, Facebook ads are a great way to expand that market. Google is typically people who are searching for your services. Facebook is a great way to get to people who maybe aren't searching for your services, but expands the pool. Now, an exception to that is retargeting and lookalike audience ads may help you to reach some of those people who are actively searching for cleaning services. But again, I would definitely treat Facebook as like your secondary to Google ads. Start at Google and go from there. Now, one key tip, this is why I love webinars, something to come to mind too. Make sure though, Google ads will be far less effective and Facebook ads will be far less effective if you haven't done phase one. If you're not optimized, if your ads are not SEO friendly, Google, Facebook, they punish you for the pages that you're sending them to, your website not reflecting what they consider to be SEO friendly pages. They will punish your ads and you will spend more money if your site hasn't been optimized and Google looks at it and goes, oh, it doesn't have the right keywords. So keep that in mind.
Also, Ty, I just want to point out here, the alternative to this, guys, which you might still be doing, and we started doing this in the beginning when we were testing many years ago, if you're using aggregator sites like Yelp and Thumbtack and Angie's List, Home Advisor, on and on and on, there's a bunch of them out there. The issue with those sites is you're not controlling the traffic. You're now competing with 20 other contractors for the same lead. Most likely, instead of $20 for that first lead acquisition conversion, you're now spending $50, $100. Still no guarantee of getting the lead. And you're probably going to have to lower your price significantly just to win the deal. So the benefit here is what Ty is saying is Google is the 8,000-pound gorilla in the room. They're the biggest search engine. Everyone goes there. It's intent-based search. People are going there because they're ready to buy. On Facebook, not so much. You have to kind of pull them in and interruption marketing a little bit more and nurture that lead. But even
I call it education marketing.
But even so, with this strategy we're talking about, instead of going on a platform and fighting over a lead with a bunch of other contractors, you're actually controlling the process because you're sending them to your own internal marketing funnel / landing page. There's nothing else for them to do but one thing. So your conversions go way up. You control that lead. You nurture that lead all the way to sale. Your costs come way down. And it's just a much more effective way to scale, guys. So this is something that we started doing even very, very early on, completely shifted our business.
And I do want to emphasize as well, while we've broken this down into phase one, two, and three and growth of your business, you know where your business is at. You know where your budgets are and what you've set aside. Any of these can be done in the other phases. These are just examples of things I would at least make sure that you're specializing in each of these phases. But if you're still in phase one and you're like, I have some money that I want to put into the ads or whatever, I'd highly recommend it 100%. So don't be afraid to use these things as well, even if you're still in phase one. Just understand you want to make sure that you're covering your business and staying on top of things as much as you can. So yeah, three, content marketing. This goes on top of having your Facebook page. Facebook and Instagram, they're so easy. Content marketing is a little bit more difficult. It takes a little bit more time, but I would highly recommend creating a blog, increasing video content creation. If you aren't doing video content already, highly recommend it. And then posting on third-party sites and backlinking to your website. Now, creating a blog and backlinking to your site work hand in hand. One of the reasons I recommend a blog isn't so much because I don't like writing blog articles, if I'm being brutally honest. There's lots of tools that you can use to auto-create blog articles. The key factor is when I create a post on Facebook or anything, I want to drive that traffic back to something that's not just to ask, it's adding value. And a blog is a great way of doing that. You can give a little tidbit of value on your Facebook or on your YouTube, or a lot of value, but in either case, tie them back to your website and add more value. And now you're knocking out two birds with one stone. You're adding value to your customer and you're telling the rest of the internet, if you want information on this topic, if you want help in this area, my website is the place to go. And that's what's going to, once again, help your SEO and just help you to grow and raise your business.
This also positions your brand as the authority, because if you're the one giving value, giving education, content, insight, sharing tips and things that your audience didn't know, they didn't know, education is very, very valuable. And now that you're the one giving out that value, you're associated now as the authority. So it immediately positions you in the market. It gives a huge amount of value, like Ty said, to the search engines, pulling those things back to you. This is also a great opportunity for you to get out there in your community, and you could write a blog about a local thing in your community and they'll link back to you. They'll tell their audience about it. This is a great way for you to build very strong presence locally with other businesses linking to you, you linking to them. Again, this will raise up your search rankings very quickly over time.
Last in email marketing, I'm not going to touch on this very long. Create email lists if you haven't already. Make sure to separate your contacts. Create separated by lead, customer, also like lost or other things. But make sure that as you're bringing in customers, that you're separating them into lists. Later on, you're going to thank yourself for it as you do nurture campaigns and things. Once again, in all of this marketing, make sure that you're focusing on giving value over asking for value. What does this mean? Asking for value is saying, buy my product, sign up, give, give, give. One of the best marketers in the world, known not by me, but by many, is one of the greatest marketers in the world, is a gentleman by the name of Gary Vaynerchuk. He has a great podcast. If you don't like profanity, I wouldn't recommend it, but tons of value to it. Gary Vaynerchuk's awesome. And one of his books is a book called Jab, 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 Right Hook. And the jab, jab, jab in boxing, if you know, is to wear them out. If you just throw the right hooks, they're not going to connect. You're not going to get that knockout. And so the jab is wearing things down. In marketing, we use the same strategy, except it's value, 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 ask. Once you've given value, people are 10 times more likely to reciprocate and give you value. Stripping through things just for time purposes. A couple helpful tips with Google Ads. Make sure that you set up conversion events when you're setting up Google Ads. This is done by putting a Google tag on your website and or your funnel, but make sure you're setting up conversion events. By default, most conversion events are just set up for like clicking on your ad. Guys, don't pay for clicks, pay for customers. So make sure you're setting up conversion events. That's like loading what's a form submitted, right? So you're actually getting that lead. Make sure to change your location targeting to exclude interest in and visitors. Again, you guys are a local service. You guys are providing services to people in your area. So you need to make sure to change your location targeting. By default, Google shows your ad to people interested in your area or visiting your area. You don't want that. Those aren't your customers. And make sure to add negative keywords. On Facebook, make sure you set up a Facebook business account. Don't just run Facebook ads out of your personal account or from your page. You don't have to set up a separate account for this. Just with your one Facebook user, you should only need one Facebook user. You want to go to business.facebook.com and set up a business account. Then you're going to link your business page. You're going to create a business ad account or link your ad account to it. And then you're able to run ads directly from that. This also allows you to create a Facebook pixel that's unique to that business account. That Facebook pixel also needs to be on your website and your funnels. Even if you're not running Facebook ads, do the Google tag and the Facebook pixel immediately. That way they can start tracking visitors and start tracking customers that are coming through your website. And that way this will allow you, when you run ads, to do things like creating lookalike audiences and retargeting campaigns. On Facebook, if you don't have enough tracking for lookalike audiences, also consider boosting high engagement posts. Most people that are engaging in your posts are likely your target customer in some way, shape, or form. And boosting is a great way to target people who have already, pretty much you're targeting lookalike audience of people who have engaged in your posts. So you're likely to get more engagement, which will increase the visibility and again, grow your business. With Google Business, don't forget to post in Google Business either. Again, many of you may not know, you can post in Google Business. Do it. Now, real quick, I want to touch on one thing, the power of pro, okay? What is the opportunity cost of trying to do everything yourself? I want you guys to think about that for a second. I just shared a lot of stuff, Google ads, Facebook ads. Some of you may be marketing professionals. Some of you have had this experience. Brandon mentions, you know, he did SEO back when. Guys, I highly, highly, highly recommend thinking about the opportunity cost of trying to do everything yourself. Just to put it into perspective, learning Google ads, there's a course that I would highly recommend to anyone who wants to learn Google ads. It's about 40 hours though. And then on top of that, you're going to spend about 10 to 20 hours per month just maintaining those ads to make sure that you're getting the best performance out of them. And even with that course, it's going to take you months before you're anything more than sufficient at managing Google ads. Facebook and SEO are about the same thing. As a matter of fact, I'd make the argument that SEO is probably even more hours than learning Google and Facebook ads. Not to mention any tools or courses, you know, the cost of the course itself to assist in learning these things. So again, I ask the question, what could you be doing with that time? Think about 40 hours a week or 40 hours for the course, excuse me. What could you be doing with that time instead? If it costs you some money to get SEO, to get Google ad services, if you took that same 40 hours and you knocked doors, do you think you could sell two clients with 40 hours, three clients with 40 hours? Wouldn't that pay for the ads? But now rather than you having to do it yourself, which you're not a professional in Google Ads, that time has been put into someone who is a professional at it and can likely get you better results in a shorter period of time and at a cheaper cost per click. And again, in that shorter period of time, think about that as well. The time it takes for you to learn it and optimize it and get better at it, how many clients are you missing out on? How many jobs are you missing out on? And how many of those turn into recurring cleans? And I mean, it so quickly pays for itself. So consider that. I'm not saying you shouldn't learn it. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it yourself, but take a second to evaluate the opportunity cost of doing everything yourself before making that jump and decide what's right for you. Brandon, I'm sure you've got something to say to this.
Exactly. It's so important. And this is why the very first thing you usually delegate in your cleaning business is the cleaning. And a lot of you notice that as soon, like if you're still cleaning, you're missing so many opportunities because there's calls coming in, there's opportunities to meet with people that you can grow your business. There's systems you could be building. So there's a huge opportunity cost in just staying cleaning in your business. So a lot of you are already like twos and threes, as you mentioned at the beginning of this call. That means guys are already thinking this way and you already see the value just with doing that with cleaning and getting out of your own way with the cleaning. And it's the same thing with the marketing. It's the same thing with other parts of your business. The sooner you delegate these systems so that it's just happening in the background and you're not, it's not dependent on you, the sooner you can grow. And like I said, just get out of your own way because the goal of you is not to wear all the hats in the business and learn how to do graphic design and sales and cleaning. And the goal is for you to specialize in what you're best at, what your strength is, and to delegate the rest and build a team around you. And then the teamwork makes the dream work. That's how you're going to scale and grow and optimize this. So it's running like a well-oiled machine without you. It's not dependent on everything you're doing at all. And so this is huge, guys. This is a huge key right here.
Preach. 100%. Want to turn to the comments real quick here too. Nicole mentioned that there's a Google card you can buy. It's like $15 to connect your Google reviews. Nicole, I think that's great. I will say there's plenty of options that don't cost $15 even. Definitely can help you out in getting a QR code that links directly to Google reviews or other review sources if you want to focus on Facebook or anything else. It's something I'd be happy to help you out with it as well if you want to reach out to me. Absolutely, I'd recommend having like business cards that ask for reviews that maybe is left behind. But there's also better ways that you can use like NPS surveys that I'll talk about a little bit. But Evan also mentioned Yelp spams you with lots of people trying to get ads. It's awful. Yes, 100% understand that. And here's the thing is I have talked to people where Yelp is like their number one source for leads. And you just need to know your area, guys. I think Yelp, whether it's Google, Yelp, Facebook, anything, just know your area. Try different things. See what works in your area. I'll tell you, Yelp actually tends to be a little bit more attractive to the older population for some reason. And so if a lot of your customers are old people, then you may want to take a look at Yelp. Again, that's not guaranteed. But I also typically don't buy services from the maker. I typically go to someone who specializes in it because like Yelp, managing your ads for Yelp, what's their motivation? Is their motivation to get you the best price for the lead? No, their motivation is to get you to spend a bunch of money. And so I would go to someone that's not the person who's making the benefit from it. My recommendation.
Also, just real quick with Yelp is, you know, we've tested this a lot too. It does work better in different markets, but in general, the issue we ran into was we would get a client, they would leave a review. The review didn't show up. There was review gating happening on Yelp. Even if it was a real customer, they would be like, we don't think it's a real customer. And so this is very painful to go through that experience and then have to like try to help your customer repost it and it still doesn't post. And again, Google is the 8,000 pound gorilla. Yelp is a very small channel overall compared to Google. So you're going to have a much better success having reviews post on Google. It's much more long-term. There's more people going there. So I would just say focus on where you're going to get the best results.
And I'll give some insight to that. Again, as a marketing professional, my experience in that, guys, the reason that Yelp does that is because Yelp, in essence, doesn't like anyone who doesn't use Yelp. And so if it's a first-time review or even a second-time review, a lot of times they won't show it because they're like, oh, this isn't a regular user of Yelp. We can't verify that it's a real review. Well, unfortunately, what that's done is that's actually just turned Yelp into the platform for complaints. The only people who go on there are, I'm going to use societal's term, the Karens, who are wanting to bash businesses, which is why when you scroll through Yelp, it's like every business has like a one star, for crying out loud. Kind of crazy. It's kind of insane. 100% agree with Brandon. Focusing on Google is frankly a lot easier. Everyone uses Google. Google Verify is much easier. But again, know your markets. Do what you need to do. Third phase, teams and scaling. Building on a strong foundation. This is the emphasis of this area. If you haven't done phase one and phase two, again, you can still take things from this, but just make sure that you've got that strong foundation. If you don't have that strong foundation in place, then some of the items that we're going to talk about here just aren't going to be as beneficial for you. First, advanced paid ads. So advanced paid ads, the difference here is Google ad retargeting campaigns. These are a little bit more complex as far as Google ads go, because they're not necessarily on the search campaigns. It's the Google ads that show up everywhere else. They're trying to bring you back into, hey, remember you were searching for cleaning services? Well, don't forget about us, right? So tons of value there. Span Facebook ads to cold lead targeting as well. So I mentioned before, if you're doing Facebook in like one or two, I'd be focusing on lookalike if you can. But if you're in phase three, I'd be expanding it to interest-based ads to try to reach more people, educate them on why they should be interested in cleaning services, even though they may not be thinking about it now. And then last is brand campaigns. This is the phase where you shouldn't just be focusing necessarily on paying per customer, but paying per click or paying per view isn't necessarily a bad thing. Get your brand out there. I want to talk about public relations too. Now, this can be done at any phase, but if you're not doing it in phase three, I think you're hugely missing out. Create a cause. Brandon, you guys do this with what I believe you guys call cleaning for care. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do cleaning to care. We started doing this in the early first year when we very first started. And it was basically kind of playing off this idea that you want your business to be transformational and not transactional. The businesses that continue to be just transactional are eventually going to fizzle out and people are going to choose to vote with their money because their dollar is going further. So we clean cancer patients' homes with the UNM Hospital in New Mexico, but we're working on revamping that and opening that up to just more people we can help that need our services that we can help in the community. And this is so huge, guys, because it gets your customers thinking, they're more on board, they're more loyal because of your mission, but it's also for your teams. Like your teams, other than just a sales metric they're hitting, making them extra bonus. This is going to help your teams be more ingrained, have more of a purpose, more of a mission, be more loyal because they want to be part of what you're doing, which is something great.
Well, and I'm going to add to this. It is such a huge opportunity for content. Such a huge opportunity for content. You write the blog, you record a video, ask questions, create a cause, ideas for this. Again, cancer patients, fantastic. Help people out who are in need. Other ideas, spotlight a teacher, a veteran, or a hero, police, firefighters, etc. You know, have a form on your website that people can submit to spotlight someone, right? And then once a month, you choose a winner, right? Now, one, all those people who submit forms, you want to have half the form be the person that's highlighting, they're spotlighting, and half the form be their contact information. You just got a lead and you got two leads, right? One that's a potential customer of yours, and then the other that may end up being a potential customer, especially after free clean. You never know. They may end up asking for additional services. Again, all that free content is so valuable. Prepare a questionnaire as well. When you go and do the cleaning, I'd be careful again, if it's like maybe cancer patients, like what you're asking or anything, but like a veteran, firefighter, teacher, ask questions and that becomes your content in your post and talk about who they are and why they're deserving of this free work that you're doing and that you're so happy to help the community, right?
Storytelling is one of the most powerful forms of marketing. Tell a story, 100%. Talk about what is like before and after. But also when other people see this, they want to be recognized. Recognition is huge, just like with your teams, but recognition in your community, when other people see, hey, so-and-so got featured and recognized, I want to be featured and recognized too. And so it creates this movement almost of people just wanting to work with you so they can be part of your story.
And with that, another huge thing, partner with local media outlets. Guys, I can't tell you how many businesses I've helped grow simply by they had a cause like this. And literally, I call the local news outlet and I say, hey, I don't know if you guys have heard, this local company does XYZ. They're doing this cleaning for people. And I just thought it was really cool. They cleaned my neighbor's house. And what happens? The news outlet calls that business. It's like, hey, we'd love to do a spotlight on you. Now you're on the stinking 5 o'clock news for free, and they're highlighting your business, right? Yes. And how much did it cost you? It cost you getting leads and some labor to clean that house. Huge opportunity. And don't be afraid. Like, I don't know, make the call anonymously and make it yourself. Give yourself the lead to the local news outlet. Right. As long as you're doing the right cause, I think that there's tons of value there. Don't be afraid to sponsor local events, too. Again, just be where your customers are. Sponsoring local events, if you have the budget, puts your name on things like sports or farmers markets. Again, just know who your customers are, know where they're at, where their eyeballs are, and put your name there, put your brand there. And again, brand recognition is nothing new. It's literally just the summary. What is the purpose of those three items? You just want to increase brand recognition. How can you do that? Any way you can do that, invest in it. Referral programs. Again, we've already talked about making sure to ask for referrals, but at this stage, I would highly recommend having like a documented referral program on your site. Before then, maybe not on your site, maybe not as public, but at this point, what's the harm? Hopefully you can have it on your site. You can have a well-documented program to help get people on and interested in your services. And just, again, make sure you're incentivizing the existing customers to refer a client. The quickest path to a loyal customer starts with a loyal customer. If you already have a loyal customer, get them to talk to their friends about you. And that is your quickest path to getting another loyal customer. And then lastly, I'm going to talk about automations. Automate lead nurturing. Figure out a way to respond to your contacts faster. There's lots of tools. We're one of them to make sure that you're responding to leads as quickly as possible and that you're keeping them warm so that you can have the opportunity to bid them. If you take too long to reply, they've gone to the next listing, right? Whether it's a call, a text, an email, a lead form, whatever. If they don't hear back from you within 5 minutes, chances are they've moved on. And I'll show you a statistic on that in just a second. On top of this, follow-ups. Again, I'll show you a statistic on this, but most sales are made between like the 8th and 12th follow-up or 7th to 12th follow-up or something like that. I've got it on the next page.
5th and 12th.
And then increase employee effectiveness as well. Again, at this phase, one of the things that's hard is as you start hiring more and more people and your expenses are going up, guys, the right tools can make it so you don't have to hire as many people. You increase the effectiveness of those employees and you don't need as much help. So once again, helpful tips I want to put to this. Here's some of those statistics. Automations you want to focus on. Quick response. 78% of customers purchase from the first responder. Conversion is 8 times higher in the first 5 minutes, and only 35% of companies achieve a lead response time of less than 1 hour. Guys, that's crazy. Conversion is 8 times higher in 5 minutes, yet only 30% of companies actually achieve a response time of less than an hour. That is so much opportunity. Again, I'd love to help you with that, but invest in something, whether it's us or something else, invest in some way of taking advantage of that. Automate the follow-up. 80% of sales happen between the 5th and 12th follow-up. There you go. These are statistics that come from general marketing principles, not from me. People have done great research. And then automate outside of business hours as well. Guys, you don't want to be a slave to your job. You don't want to be a slave to this business. So create these automations, create these follow-ups that allow you to close business outside of business hours. 44% of leads are generated outside of business hours. Don't let your business disrupt your day constantly and make it so you miss out on these. Now, one of the things I want to talk about is the power of AI in the world that we currently live in and helping with these things, guys. AI has the power to create natural conversations that are capable of collecting and storing information while keeping the lead warm until you're able to respond. I recognize I read that word for word, but I wrote it because, guys, that is so, so powerful. Now, you don't have to have AI. You can have automated things, but we've started rolling out AI in all of our accounts. And the difference is so cool. It is so cool in what it's capable of doing. We're just getting it rolled out, but where can you use this? Missed call, text back, chat autoresponders, lead form autoresponders, job completion, NPS surveys. NPS surveys are net promoter score. It's where you ask on a scale of 1 to 5. Guys, you use that to like text people after jobs. And then if they give you a 4 or 5, you ask them for a review on Google. If they don't, it's asking them, well, what could we have done better? And it collects that information, and then it can email you with the negative response, their contact information, what was the negative feedback they gave, and that way you can take care of the problem and address the problem. So powerful. And it, again, as I mentioned, it can automate the online review requests for you. So it's not just leaving a business card, but you're actually like following up and asking them after each job. And then customer support as well. If someone's upset, like you, these bots can you know, are capable of empathy, trained empathy, right? But still, like saying, "Hey, I care, and I'm going to make sure that this gets elevated for you, and it responds in a way that's appropriate to what the person says." It's so powerful, guys. If you're in this phase of business, I'd highly recommend integrating AI, and we'd love to help you do that. Go ahead, Brandon.
Yeah, one thing I just wanted to mention was what I hear you saying there, Ty, is the follow-up is huge. And guys, you're busy. We're all busy running our businesses. So you're bound to miss these things. You're bound to miss, you know, new leads coming in, but also your existing customers. Just having a system like this, an actual statistic that I want to just add to what Ty was mentioning here, 65% of businesses do not follow up at all with leads, with customers, with paid customers, with paid leads. So you can literally give yourself like a 70% competitive advantage just by having an additional system in place like this that immediately nurtures the lead, gets back in touch with them, even if you're on the other, you know, line with a customer closing a deal. These are the kind of things that can give you a massive, massive competitive advantage that your competition doesn't even know that they don't know that they're not even doing, you know? So again, very simple things. Even just increasing, just picking up the phone in the first 60 seconds, you can increase your sales by 500%. Again, if you have these kind of systems in place, helping you offset other things, it's going to give you, your team, the time to get right back to these people within those first 5 minutes or even answer the call. This was a huge stopgap, kind of like bottleneck in our business in just the last few years. And since we started implementing some of this technology, and it has completely changed our follow-up game, closing way more deals, keeping way more customers. So it is very, very, very powerful.
Now, one of the things I want to emphasize to that as well is follow-up game. Why does follow-up game matter? Brandon posted a video not too long ago. I don't remember exactly what it was, that was talking about pricing. And one of the things he mentioned too was they don't give pricing right off the bat. If the only thing the person wants is the price, they're probably not the best customer for you, because they're comparing, like, you don't want to be just the cheapest price, right? You want to create and provide value. Well, if you want to create and provide value, you need to have the opportunity to create and provide that value. So I see a lot of people who are just putting like a calculator on their site. Again, I'm not saying I'm not completely going against it, but I just want to emphasize that if you're giving out that price right away, you're competing on price. And so having proper follow-up gives you the opportunity, again, whether it's the AI that's adding value, and then you're calling and or texting or sending the bid out, or the AI is just keeping them warm for you to jump on the call and you add value or double down on that value. Value, 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 give, give, give. Find out why they want services, what's important to them, why it matters, and then stack that value as high as you can so that when you drop the price, you can be twice as expensive as the other person they've heard from, but you just make more sense. I mean, they just feel like they're getting that much more from you. So
yeah, I want to that point, reemphasize that. Just don't like, a lot of people are afraid to compete because they think everyone else is lower and how am I going to compete? Because you don't compete on price, you compete on value. And this is a huge part of how you do that, through the follow-up, through the things you can do to nurture that lead and educate them and just create a value through spending extra time, extra attention. It doesn't have to be an additional service you add. It could just be the intangible things that create value through inefficiencies. There, you can create a lot of value.
Yeah. So Brandon, this is the point I was telling you. If you could, in just like 3 minutes, give people the story from the start where you guys started with these foundations, that stage one. I think you brought us in on stage two, but then you only worked with us at stage two for a while, and kind of the chaos that came, and then how you added us in stage three to fix some of that chaos.
Yeah. So guys, I mean, we all start somewhere, you know, wearing all the hats. Eventually you start working your way out of the business and working on the business and creating these systems. This is an amazing example of this. But yeah, we had Mitch originally, who Ty talked about at the beginning of the call, who's worked with very, very huge brands and knows what he's doing. I mean, we were essentially just driving lots of traffic and leads, but we didn't have the most built out system as far as what it is now to nurture those leads, make it very clear for our team who's the, you know, the hottest lead to follow up with. So we had a time, you know, even in the recent years where we had, you know, it was 2 or 3 weeks out that people were waiting to get an estimate. We couldn't even get on the phone. It was ridiculous. So we were leaving a lot of money on the table. And so essentially getting this system kind of optimized in just the last year or two working with our team has been a complete game changer as far as not only bringing in consistent leads that we're able to close instead of, like, you know, put on the back burner and then they would just lose the lead. But we were able to bring in way more leads, make more sense of those leads, actually convert those leads. Right. And then on top of that, also use this for, you can touch a little bit on this, type, but we also use this system for our hiring funnel and can bring in a consistent flow of highly qualified applicants in. So you can use it in multiple ways. But again, guys, if you can reduce that time between that lead coming in and that initial first contact and get them on the phone and build that value, that's a huge bottleneck that this system solves. And it's just going to be a tremendous value as far as, like, helping you guys bring in more leads, close more leads. Because, like Ty said earlier, you don't want to pay for clicks. You want to pay for customers. And this is a system that's going to actually help you close those deals instead of let them linger out there and, you know, have people fighting over price or something like that. It's like going to help you guys build so much value. And so that's what it's helped with our brand. It's helped streamline our system for our team internally so they can work on, you know, the highest level activities, which is closing those deals, and not wasting their time, spending tons of time on every single call. Because by the time they get on those calls, people are ready, they're educated, they're ready to go. Maybe they have one or two questions, but they see the value. We explain the rest of it when we get on with them. And it's been an incredible change in our business that I think you guys should definitely consider, you know.
So with that being said, guys, 2 minutes is all I ask, and then we're going to the Q&A. Pretty much, guys, obviously going through this, I have a business. I would love to help you guys out. What can Tidy Sales do for your business? Guys, we want to help you drive leads, convert more leads into customers, provide better customer experience. Our goal is to provide small businesses with the tools they need to compete and thrive. That's really what it comes down to. Compete with the big companies that are, you know, spending more money, right? And so we want to give you those tools. What we want to do that, and this is kind of that big offer, guys, I appreciate you guys all jump on the call. We went over time here, but I hope you guys got a ton of value from this. All this was a little bit more generic. Guys, for being on this call, I want to invite you guys to schedule what we call our $1,000 marketing strategy call. And we say it's $1,000 because of everything you get in it, but we're offering it to you guys for free. It's a 1-hour call. In it, we're going to be deep diving into your business. So in the form that you're going to fill out at this URL, if you want to scan the QR code, you can right now. I'll have the URL on the next page as well. And we'll also be sending it out here in the chat here in just a second. But we're going to deep dive into your business. You're going to fill out some questions. I'm going to look at your site, look at your results on Google, and we're going to talk about what your budgets are, where you're at in your business, and I'm going to give you recommendations that are specific to your business. And again, there's no commitment to join me or have me do anything for you. If you take this and you go sign up with someone else, well, guys, frankly, I'm glad I was able to help your business. And I hope that in the end, you come back to me because I gave you the direction, and eventually you go, hey, I want to give this guy a try. But we want to help you guys as much as we can. On top of this, as a free bonus, we're going to give you access to a library of 104 pre-written email templates. If you end up signing up with us, you'll have it all already built out in your automated email sender. But just for joining this call, all of you are about to receive an email with those in PDF format that you can copy and paste and use it for your own. You don't even have to sign up for this call. We're going to send those out. But if you do sign up for this call, we're also going to throw in our estimate sales call script. So in essence, this is a script. Brandon and I have talked through this script. I've shared it with him. I've talked it through with him. It's in essence a script that we recommend using to help you close more deals. So when you jump on that call and you're getting an estimate, you can provide this to your salespeople or use it yourself to help convert not only more sales, but more of those sales from one-time appointments into reoccurring cleans. Yeah, would love to provide that to you guys. Plus, if you do join this call, again, there's no commitment, but you will be given a special discount offer if you want to use any of Tidier Sales services. So once again, there's that QR code. Here is that URL. Let me grab it and post it into the page here.
What we'll probably do, Ty, is just make like a pretty link. So if anyone's listening to this after the fact, we'll just make a link that redirects to this. So like profitcleaners.com/tidyyoursales or something like
that.
Yeah, we can do that, for people to find.
Scan that QR code too. For sure.
Yeah. I just want to add, you guys, instead of thinking like, how do I compete? You don't want to compete. You want to dominate. And this is how you guys are going to dominate, because when you have the proper knowledge, the proper tools, you don't have to compete. You're going to be providing such an amazing experience, so much more value to your teams, your customers. You have an unfair advantage, you know, like we talked about, like your competition doesn't even know some of this stuff exists. So if you guys are taking action on this, you're going to dominate the market. The experience is going to be so great. People are going to be like, wow, like, why would I work with anybody else? This was awesome. Even if it's more money, the price, the value exceeds the price. And that's how you guys are going to dominate in your market, is having these kind of tools that you're in, these resources and this knowledge.
All right, everybody. So we're back, and I hope you really enjoyed listening in on that marketing strategy call. It was amazing. I learned a lot as well. You always learn more listening to things or talking about it again and again. And so these strategies have been a long time in the making, not only for our business, but, you know, helping prepare this for you guys and this whole system that we've built out. So if you guys were wondering what that link is again, it's profitcleaners.com/tidyyoursales. If you want to head over, watch the replay of this as well. You can watch it live and watch the live replay we did of the coaching call, of the strategy call on the marketing, as well as that is the page where you have a link to book a call with Ty. Book your free $1,000 marketing strategy call. Ty's going to hook that up, give you the email templates, give you the call script so that you guys have some amazing value just right off the bat. And more importantly, just dive in on that call, guys. I highly recommend you guys take time. It's free. You guys are going to learn a ton more. Everyone's business is different. Whatever stage you guys are at is different. So have Ty and our team help you look at where you're at, where you want to go, and we can reverse engineer a strategy and a plan to help get you there, and even better, hook you up with the right systems and tools to help you take it to that next level. This goes back to having structure in your business. This is a structure and a system in your business that's going to help tremendously with your ability to follow up and close with leads. So don't take it lightly, guys. This is super important if you guys want to be growing. You need to have a team around you. You shouldn't be doing it yourself, especially if you're not an expert, and most of us are not. So leverage a team, leverage the experts. This is what it's all about, guys. So delegate this piece, have Ty help you figure that out. Book a call. Again, that's profitcleaners.com/tidyyoursales. And we look forward to seeing you guys skyrocket your business, take it to the next level and win. And if you guys have been getting value out of this show, leave us a like, leave us a review, share it to someone that you know needs help growing their business. And thank you guys for all for being here. Until next time, keep it clean.
Thanks for joining us today. To get more info, including show notes, updates, trainings, and super cool free stuff, head over to profitcleaners.com. And remember, keep it clean.